Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Be'ez Hashem, BPW number 97. That's by Stimmy Shear for Women, Shear number 97. We're going to talk today about the concept of healthy humor, which creates an overall atmosphere of simcha into the home, to make things often humorous and light. Whenever possible, a wife should try to bring a little humor into her dealings with her husband. Good humor, and used in a healthy way, brings people closer. It relaxes them. It makes them happy. It's considered a great mitzvah. It's considered a chesed. There's a famous Gemara about two men in the marketplace. Eliyahu and Navi pointed out that they're worthy to Ofei L'Mabo, and their merit were that they were cheerful and made jokes and made humor to make people happy and ended quarrels and machlokes between people when they were joking with them. This cheerful disposition of cheering one's husband up and causing him to feel close to you when you use humor the right way. Some people are not able to do this. Sometimes they're exceedingly frivolous. You know, you use humor in a very lightheaded, foolish way, in excess, sort of like as if you're drunk. Of course, that's not healthy either. You know, that's not the right way. But when you use humor for a purpose, for developing shalom bayis, for bringing joy into the household, not only is it mutter, it is desirable, that friendly, humorous atmosphere. Gemara says that Rav, before having relations with his wife, was speaking frivolously, maybe that's not the right word, but more in a very, very warm, affectionate, humorous way, to get her into the mode, to gladden her heart. So, of course, the humor we're talking about here goes both ways. It says, "V'samachta l'fnei Hashem l'kecha." It's a joyfulness, looking happy, smiling, laughing. Even if you don't feel it like inside, we always said that ultimately the feeling will come, but to generate that type of behavior that will promote that warmth. And that's not pleasure-seeking. That's not running after a good time. It's part of doing mitzvahs with a simcha, the simcha that comes from living a wholesome Jewish life. Because Hashem does not want us to be depressed. He wants us to be as far from depression as possible. The Shechina is shared only mitach simcha. Simcha, joyfulness, is a skill. It's a skill to be learned and practiced. Don't say my inner disposition is morose. My inner disposition is down. You could overcome that with skills. Clinical depression that you need professional help for, of course, that's a separate issue. You treat that, you work on it. But in normal circumstances, once you're treated, or people who have just general downness from time to time, they're able to think positive ways, positive thoughts, to replace the depressing thoughts, to replace the worrisome thoughts with happy thoughts and confident thoughts. We do have control over what we put into our mind. We can force our faces to smile and our mouths to say pleasant words. Even if we don't feel it like now, we said many times, this is not fake, this is real. We can learn to joke, we can learn to make others laugh. You know, when the majority of women, when they talk to each other and they have conversations, they know how to joke in a nice, in a healthy way. They know how to enjoy themselves that way. On the park bench, you have women in the spring, summer, laughing mothers, watching their youngsters, conversing happily with each other. They discuss even deeper issues, but they still have the ability to bring a certain lightness and humor into the conversation. So those abilities that you do with your friends, you could use with your husband too, to create a more cheerful atmosphere with her, with him. We're not talking about tzicha yaseira, like extra idle chatter. And of course, you could have serious conversations, but even the serious conversation could have some form of humor, in a funny, light way. You know, you come up with a funny cartoon clip or a joke, you put it up on the fridge. These cartoons, these Jewish cartoons, the Shukhovitsky or Kicha, whatever, these are a lot of very good humored things, very often to promote this type of thing, of this warmth, the big smiles, the funniness, or happy thoughts of the day, or funny thoughts of the day in a healthy way. And every woman can do this and develop that skill. It actually will help themselves feel better and feel more uplifted, as well as for others. You know, but you don't use wrong humor. You know, sarcasm is poison. You know, let's hide your father's watch from him and see how long it takes him to notice it's missing. That's cruel, and that's a sick type of joke. Or, you know, he cooked dinner. It's great. Now the kids could use the leftovers for school as glue and paste. Something like that. That's humor used in a negative way. Or she tells him, don't worry about fixing the fridge. I know you never do what you say you will. So I called a repairman this morning. It only costed $2 million, but it was worth it to save me nagging you the whole week to do it yourself. Okay? These are examples of humor of a destructive kind. So, of course, it has to be a type of humor that is truly enjoyable, not laughing at the expense of others, not using it in a cruel way. A wife should never say anything that will hurt her husband, and vice versa, of course. And people use jokes often to cover up nasty communication. They use sarcasm, they use bitter humor that are really a serious statement, but you're using it in a humorous way. Husband says, can you please pass over the chulent? I want to have more chulent. And she says, why? Did your arms fall off? Right? Now, what the wife may try to be saying when why did your arms fall off is saying that the chulent pot that you want to pass to the husband is closer to him than to you. You know? That's what she's maybe trying to say. You know, and she's tired herself and can't serve right now. But what she did was here that she said a nasty joke that was very hurtful, which only creates a distance. It's better to just say it simply straight. Oh, it's right. It's near closer to you than to me, you know, in a very kind, nice way. That gets the message across. And then, oh, okay. And then he'll take it himself. This why did your arms fall off is a sarcastic poison. So, of course, when we just talked about having healthy humor, that's very important to promote with laughter, good feelings. But when you say hurtful things, and then even if you end off saying, oh, I was only joking, a lot of pain came from things that were said before, I was only joking. I was only joking is never an excuse to cause somebody pain. Yo'ever le'sainu ish es amisai. Can't you take a joke falls into the same category. You said something very hurtful or sarcastic and biting, but it was a jokey form, and your husband reacted negatively to your attempts of humor this way. You know you did wrong, then just simply apologize and say you didn't mean to hurt his feelings. And going forward, you won't joke that way. Practical jokes, like we said, hiding someone's watch, and all these things are like stealing. It's einos dvarim. It's a terrible avera. It's harmful. To avoid making hurtful jokes in public, people do this in public. Naftali doesn't pay tuition for the kids. That's why he remains unemployed. He doesn't want to jeopardize his subsidy. This embarrassment that the wife causes to her husband talking this way in public. And two-way street, like we always say, talk on the men's side very strongly about this too. Rather than increasing affection, this type of humor in public ways destroys the closeness. While good humor, smiles, a healthy sense of humor creates good and healing, a good healing medicine for the marriage. Another aspect is using positive imagery, generating in your mind healthy thoughts about your husband, getting yourself in a pleasant mood, getting yourself to be receptive, getting yourself to be positive. If he's a little down, assume that he's upset at something minor. Don't come to unhealthy conclusions. Don't assume the worst. Don't think that he's always there in a negative way. It's very important to do this, to very often be done l'kav schus in your mind. Choose peace of mind over being right. Try to see how your husband's good points outweighs his bad points. Work through things in a healthy way. Don't focus on the badness of your husband. Find the positive. And in the negative, you try to work in healthy ways, how to communicate that in a healthy way. Ezer kenegdoi is using your techniques to influence your husband to improve his behaviors It won't always be successful. But the idea being, though, is this positive imagery of looking overall in the positive light can help a wife, first of all, handle the imperfections of her husband and also increase her affection to him. You know, we have to always look ourselves in the mirror. So here's an example, you know, where you have the negative outlook, where she says, that husband of mine has no seichel. He spends money as if it grows on trees. Now he's buying a computer we don't need. All he wants is a toy for himself and the children. He doesn't care about what kind of financial mess we're getting ourselves into. A healthier approach is, if she says in her mind, he's always overspending, and this is a toy for the children. Actually, he's like a little kid. I can picture when he was 5 years old that he also did this, you know. It's sort of like a different framework of this same negative thing, but in the first example, the wife is thinking in her mind, my husband's provoking me by his behavior of overspending, and it'll make me upset and frustrated. In the second imagery, you're talking about his childishness, and just that, you know, kid-like thing to spend still needs to be worked on, but it takes away that sting. It takes away that negative aspects of things. This is overall an important thing in marriage, and it's of course something that needs to be talked to the both of them. You influence each other with your good behaviors by behaving goodly in a healthy way towards each other. And that creates a healthier reality between the two of them. So again, just to reiterate some of the points in this shiur, to be very careful to use humor properly. Use humor properly is a tremendous mitzvah. But using sarcasm is a tremendous poison. We could give shiurim on sarcasm and how it destroys lives. It's a terrible thing. And to be done l'kav schus and to have a positive image overall about the relationship. And that helps that even those things that are problematic are easier to resolve and easier to deal with and work through. Bracha v'atzlachim.